we didn't really feel that we were accomplishing much, at least where I was at. We would go through a village, and we might be told to burn down that village, and a few months later we'd go through the village, and it was back up again. They would rebuild the village after we left. We didn't seem to see any sense in what we were doing. Guys were getting wounded, guys were losing their legs, losing their lives, guys were being maimed for the rest of their life. You know, I saw so many of the people in my platoon and in my company that were, obviously going to be maimed for the rest of their life. Guys shot in the jaw or getting a grenade in the leg from an M79 round, quote, friendly fire, you know. Guys that were killed, friends of mine. And we just didn't see the sense of all these guys, these young guys, being killed and maimed. And even as far as the Vietnamese were concerned, I remember going through this village one time, and I was walking point, which means that you're the first person in the line, and everyone else is coming up behind you. And as I came into this village, I saw something come around the side of a hooch, one of their dwellings. And it was this little, maybe four-year-old kid, no clothes on whatsoever, but had a set of crutches and was walking with a set of crutches. And immediately, your eyes were drawn to the fact that he did not have a leg. His leg was missing from the thigh down. And you didn't have to ask what happened. You know, it's war.